If you are a first-time father-to-be, you just might want to think twice about the TV shows that you choose to watch. A University of Michigan study finds expectant first-time dads are exceptionally vulnerable to the often unflattering ways that fathers are portrayed on TV. Patty Kuo is a grad student at the Department of Psychology at U of M and the lead author of this new study. Patty, how did watching TV shows featuring dads affect the fathers-to-be?
So fathers, or first-time fathers-to-be, who watch a lot of programming featuring dads, tended to believe that dads were unimportant in their children's lives.
So you surveyed 201 expectant parents, moms and dads,
yes,
to be. What were you asking them?
We wanted to know how much they watch certain shows, and we picked 30 different programs across genres that prominently featured fathers as a main character. So, for example, some shows on there were Breaking Bad and Modern Family. And then we also wanted to know what first-time parents believed about what dads should do in families, so gender roles, and also whether dads were important for children's development.
And clearly the dads took away the message they weren't important. Mm-hmm. How did all that TV watching affect moms?
Surprisingly, it didn't affect moms. And so what we think is happening here is that dads are already underprepared for fatherhood, whereas the road to motherhood is much more clear. There's a lot more resources and support available. And other studies have shown that dads really do perceive a lack of information when they're transitioning into these new roles, and that they would even be willing to turn to television to learn about how to be a dad.
It's interesting. And you think of people watching, 30 to 50 hours a week of TV.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of negative imaging to take in.
Definitely.
And it is. It's no secret that American TV just loves that dumb dad. And that goes back to the very early days of TV, Leave It to Beaver and the Danny Thomas Show, right on up to Phil Dunphy and Homer Simpson. So how widely do those TV images conflict with our parenting ideals?
I think that the parenting ideals, or what the ideal father is today, is a sensitive, involved dad. But we're also expecting dads to still be breadwinners, to bring home money, to provide for their families, and to be actively involved, to change diapers, to feed babies. And so if we're showing dads on television who are incapable of changing diapers and capable of caring for their children, that really does conflict with what we want dads to do in real life.
So what do you think we should take away from this study?
Well, I think it's important to know that television's produced for entertainment, and that these images of dumb dads, they don't reflect real-life dads, and we should really support dads, new dads, as they're transitioning into their roles as fathers in other ways.
It also kind of strikes me that these guys probably won't be watching 50 hours of TV once that baby comes.
Yeah,
one would hold on. But what further questions does this study raise for you?
The next follow-ups that we have is we really want to see if the portrayal of the dad matters. If showing people good dads on TV can help them or change their beliefs about what fathers should be doing in families.
So almost the flip side of the coin. Let's see if we can find some shows where dads are portrayed as competent, strong,
right,
what we hope to be,
yes,
if that can counteract that.
Exactly.
Interesting stuff. Patty Kuo is a grad student at the University of Michigan Department of Psychology and the lead author of a new study that explores how these media messages about dads can affect new fathers-to-be. The findings are in Psychology of Men and Masculinity. Thanks for being with us, Patty.
Thank you.